This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 20th.
Yeah, brother, what do you want?
You ain't no kin to me.
That's right, and we ain't your brothers. How come you college motherfuckers think y'all run everything?
Hey, is there a problem here?
Big problems.
I heard that.
You come to our town year after year and take over. We was born here, gonna be here, and gonna die here, and can't find jobs because of you.
Yeah.
That's a scene from Spike Lee's film, School Days. And this is the birthday of Spike Lee, who was born in 1957. Spike Lee was and is a groundbreaking filmmaker. His first full-featured films in the 1980s, She's Gotta Have It, School Days, and Do the Right Thing, broke down the doors to open the way for many black creative talents in Hollywood. Along with his masterpiece, of course, Malcolm. So happy birthday, Spike. Oda Benga was an Mbuti man from the Congo. When he was out hunting one day, his family was killed by the Belgians, trying to force people into slave labor. He was captured, then sold into slavery, and in 1904, an American took him to the World's Fair to put him on display as a non-evolved species, and later to live in the monkey house in a zoo. And on this day in 1916, Oda Benga, far from his home, found a gun and committed suicide. Dr. Ralph Bunche received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1950 when he was Undersecretary at the United Nations. As a mediator, he brought an end to the hostilities between the Israelis and the Arabs and Palestinians after the 1948 war. On one side, that war was called the War of Liberation. On the other, the Nakba, or catastrophe. And Ralph Bunche was the first African-American to be so honored with a Nobel Peace Prize. On this day in 1852, Martin R. Delaney published a book entitled The Condition, Elevation, Emigration, and Destiny of the Colored People of the United States. Martin Delaney is considered the father of black nationalism with the publication of this book. He was born to an enslaved father. His mother was free. He went to Harvard Medical School, but along with two other black students, was forced to leave. He treated cholera victims in Pittsburgh, helped Frederick Douglass publish the North Star, and became the first black officer in the Civil War. He believed that black people could not be part of this nation and be free. He famously said, "The claims of no people, according to established policy and usage, are respected by any nation until they are presented in a national capacity." He added, "We are a nation within a nation, as the Poles in Russia, the Hungarians in Austria, the Welsh, the Irish, and the Scotch in the British dominions." Today in 1850 is also the day that Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin was published. Heralded by many abolitionists, it sold over 300,000 copies in its first printing in this country and is credited with turning many minds of many Americans over the issue of slavery. However, in response to Uncle Tom's Cabin, Martin Delaney wrote a serial novel about a wandering insurrectionist called Hudson America in response to her portrayal of slavery and black people. Many people now see that novel as the most accurate fictional account of slave life in its day. And here's a song to think about on this March the 20th. It's by a musician who was called the godmother of rock and roll. She was a pioneer of the electric guitar, played an innovative blend of gospel and blues. This track we're hearing now was recorded in 1945, and this was the first gospel song to be a crossover hit in the pop music world, hitting number two on the Billboard's what they called Race Records chart, which was later known as the R&B chart. The song is Strange Things Happen Every Day. The artist is Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who was born on this day 100 years ago.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Every day.